This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Home Minister Amit Shah launched Bharat Poll Portal, developed by the Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The Bharat Poll Portal is aimed at streamlining the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other colour-coded Interpol notices. Speaking on this occasion, the Union Home Minister said Bharat Poll will take the international investigation into a new era. He said, now the investigating agencies will be able to connect with the Interpol to get the required information. He said it will help in dealing with the cases related to drug trafficking, arms smuggling, terrorism-related crimes and human trafficking.
सबसे बड़ा फायदा अंतरराष्ट्रीय डेटा के उपयोग के बारे में युवा अफसरों के लिए 19 प्रकार के डेटाबेस जो इंटरपोल के हैं वो आज हमारे पास उपलब्ध होंगे एनालिसिस करकर क्राइम रोकने की हमारी सिस्टम खड़ी करने के लिए भी उपलब्ध होंगे और अपराधियों को पकड़ने के लिए भी उपलब्ध होंगे और साइबर अपराध की नई चुनौतियों को भी एक स्पीड के साथ इससे हम आगे ले जा सकते हैं
On this occasion, Amit Shah presented police medals to 35 CBI officers and officials who have been awarded the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service and Union Home Minister's Medal for Excellence in Investigation. The Election Commission of India is all set to announce the poll schedule for Delhi Legislative Assembly elections today. The poll panel will hold a press conference this afternoon to announce the schedule. The term of the 70-member Delhi Assembly will end on the 23rd of next month.
Political parties in the capital are already in the election mode. The ruling Aam Aadmi Party has announced its candidates for all the assembly seats in the national capital, while the BJP has so far announced 29 candidates. The Congress also released the third list of candidates for the upcoming Delhi polls, bringing the total number of contestants to 48 for the 70-member legislature. Priya Mondal for Akashvani News, Delhi.
At least 32 people are killed and 38 injured after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck the Nepal-Tibet border this morning. The epicenter was located in Xizhang in Tibet near the Nepal border. The earthquake also sent tremors across parts of North India, including Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim. The tremors were strongly felt in parts of Bihar, prompting people to rush out of their homes and apartments in panic. Assam government has requisitioned Navy divers to assist in the rescue operation of the trapped coal miners at Umrangso in Dima Hasao district close to Meghalaya border. The miners were trapped inside a rat hole coal mine after water gushed into the 300 feet deep quarry. The army has already launched a joint operation with the State Disaster Response Force and the National Disaster Response Force. The army mobilized a special relief task force comprising divers, engineers and other trained personnel equipped with essential tools to carry out the rescue operation. In a social media post, Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma mentioned that Navy divers from Vishakhapatnam are expected to arrive soon as water levels in mine have risen to nearly 100 feet. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma yesterday sought the assistance of the army to rescue the 9 trapped miners. Accordingly, the army mobilized a special relief task force consisting of divers, engineers and other trained personnel equipped with essential tools to rescue the miners and reached the site at around 6:30 a.m. Additional teams from Assam Rifles and Engineer Task Force are en route to reinforce the ongoing rescue operations. According to Assam government sources, 3 dead bodies are seen from the ground but not retrieved till the time of filing of this report. Aminul Haq Jaddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastav has emphasized that there is no cause of concern for the public from the human metapneumovirus, HMPV. During a virtual meeting with the states and union territories, the health secretary reviewed the present situation of respiratory illnesses in India and the status regarding the HMPV cases, along with the public health measures for their management. In badminton, India's women's doubles duo Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the round of 16 at the Malaysia Super 1000 tournament in Kuala Lumpur, defeating Thailand's Ornicha Jongsatha Pornpan and Sugita Suvachai in straight games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.